Tales of witches are told all over the world. When Europeans arrived in the New World, they encountered Native Americans with their own witch stories. Today, we're going to share one of those stories with you. You're listening to Mountain Lore, Tales from Appalachia. We have not told a Cherokee story in a very, very long time.
We really haven't. It's been a minute.
Well, yeah. I think we need to share one this week.
It probably is time.
And to do that, we're going to go down to Jackson County, North Carolina, not too far from North Carolina's border with Georgia. Down there lies a mountain called Whiteside Mountain. Standing at 4,930 feet above sea level, this mountain is known for having the highest mountain cliffs east of the Mississippi River. Below those cliffs, rocks have collected, including one set that's been named the Devil's Courthouse and another boulder nearby called Satan's Throne. Whiteside Mountain was also said to have been the home of the Cherokee's most well-known witch, a being called Spearfinger. Now, Spearfinger's normal appearance was that of an old woman, yellowish in color and covered with a thick, rock-like skin that repelled any spears or arrows that might be unleashed against it. On her right hand was a long, stony forefinger made of bone, hence the name Spearfinger, because she could spear you right like that. Looking like a spearhead, she used it to stab anyone she could get close enough to so she might dine on that person's liver, Spearfinger's favorite food. Spearfinger also had another quality that set her apart from any of the other unworldly beings in the Cherokee world. She stunk to high heaven. In fact, Spearfinger smelled so bad, flies would follow her around in a cloud.
Oh, my.
This monster, for that's what she was, had powers over stones as well. She could easily lift and carry huge rocks and cement them together by simply striking them together. In one instance, it's said that she made huge rock bridges between the Whiteside Mountain and other peaks in the area between Cashiers Highlands and the Georgia border. Over the years, lightning and wind have knocked down those bridges, but you can still see the massive rocks lying strewn about the mountains there. Spearfinger used to roam all around those mountain passes, always on the lookout for victims to satisfy her hunger for human liver. And she was not above a bit of trickery to get what she wanted. Sometimes she'd change herself into an old, kindly-looking grandmother. She'd then descend from the mountaintop to where she could find children picking blackberries or playing, and she'd speak to them.
"Come, my grandchildren, come to your granny and let granny dress your hair."
And as always, some little girl would run up to Spearfinger and lay her head in its lap to be petted and for her hair to be combed. Well, the old witch would gently run her stony fingers through the child's hair till she fell asleep, then would suddenly stab her through the heart with that long spear finger which she kept hidden. Then she'd take out her liver and eat it. Another favorite tactic of Spearfinger was to go to a house, then change her appearance to look like a family member who'd just left to run an errand. She'd go inside where she'd wait for her chance to pull out that awful finger and use it to stab someone in order to eat their liver. Now here's the kicker. Spearfinger was so good at what she did that she could stab someone without being noticed. And often the victim didn't know it at the time, for that spear left no wound and caused no pain, just magically removing the liver. Oftentimes, the victim would continue as if nothing had happened until all at once he or she felt weak and began to fade away until they died due to the missing liver. The worst time of danger from Spearfinger for the Cherokee was the fall. You see, the Cherokee, like many other Native American tribes, had a custom of burning the forest floor in order to find chestnuts that had fallen there. So in fall, they would head for the mountains, Spearfinger's home, and they had to be extra careful. Spearfinger loved the fall, for that's when she feasted. The old witch was always on the lookout for fresh food, and as soon as she saw the smoke from the leaf fires, she knew there was plenty of human game afoot, so she'd do her best to sneak up on one or another of them. the Indians would always be wary of any stranger approaching their camp, lest it be Spearfinger, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They also knew of her ability to shapeshift, so they were also suspicious of close friends who might have, you know, wandered down to the creek for a drink of water and then returned to sit with them. Every now and then, a hunter might have a chance encounter with Spearfinger not in disguise, her stony body and long Spearfinger clearly visible. And when they saw her, she was usually singing in a low voice.
Liver, I eat it. Liver, I eat it.
There was more to the song, but nobody knew it, since nobody wanted to stick around long enough to listen to it.
I'd say not.
Spearfinger got to be a bigger and bigger problem over the years, so the Cherokee called a great council to figure out what to do with her. The council met and discussed the problem and came up with a solution. The best way, the council members decided, was to trap her in what's called a pitfall, where all the warriors could attack her at once. The men dug a huge, deep pitfall across the trail that Spearfinger frequently used. They covered it with dirt and grass as if nothing had ever touched it. Then they built a fire as if they were getting ready to burn leaves, and that did the trick. Smelling the smoke from that fire and anticipating a great liver feast, Spearfinger came walking along the trail, disguised as one of the old women the men knew from the village. Several of the men, not fooled, wanted to immediately shoot her, but the others interfered, not wanting to hurt one of their own. As they sat there arguing over shooting her before she got to the pitfall, Spearfinger arrived and promptly fell into the deep hole.
Oh.
It might have been a feeble old woman falling into the hole, but it certainly wasn't an old woman that hit the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Spearfinger dropped her disguise and began to lash out at anyone she could get to, her sharp awl of a finger stabbing out every direction to find something to kill. The hunters surrounded the pit and began raining arrows down on her to no avail. That stony skin protected the old woman, and the arrows bounced uselessly off her. Spearfinger taunted the men above her while she tried to climb out of the pit. The warriors backed off as Spearfinger began her climb. Suddenly, the sound of a small bird, a titmouse, began to sing a song, which the men mistook for the Cherokee word for heart. So they began aiming their arrows at Spearfinger's heart. But they had no more luck hitting her heart than they did before, so they caught the bird and cut out its tongue. And ever since, everyone knows the titmouse is a liar. The men bravely kept up the fight against the witch and thought they were sure to lose. And they would have, but for another bird. A chickadee flew down from a nearby tree and alighted on Spearfinger's right hand. The warriors took this as a sign that they must aim for the right hand, home of the Spearfinger. Turns out they were right to listen to the chickadee, because Spearfinger's heart, believe it or not, was on the inside of that right hand.
Huh.
They started aiming for the hand, which she balled into a fist to protect her heart, but they kept on shooting. And eventually, when Spearfinger opened her hand so as to try to spear one of the warriors with that finger, it was at that time a lucky shot hit her square in the hand at the base of that finger, and she fell down dead in the pit.
Oh.
And that was the end of old Spearfinger, the Cherokee witch.
Oh my goodness. What a demon, really.
Yeah, I think that'd be more than a witch, don't you?
Yeah. It occurs to me this would make a very good movie.
You know, I could see that being a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good. Very good.
Thank you very much. And folks, that's the story of Old Spearfinger, the Cherokee Witch. Thanks for listening. Now, you can subscribe to the Mountain Lore Podcast at Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Stitcher, Audible, Good Pods, Player FM, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcast. We'll be there. Thanks again for listening to our tales and sweet dreams, podcast listeners.